Well, a guy who I'm sure heard lots of this in his 13 years as an offensive lineman with the Bengals, considered, and I would have to agree, the greatest offensive lineman in the history of the NFL. He's a Hall of Famer, both on and off the field. Joining us now on the Miami Media School guest line, our friend, and he's a SoCal guy, so he's dear in my heart, is Anthony Munoz. Hello, sir. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. I want to say thank you, because that is the first time I've ever joined someone on radio or television or any show and I've had that song playing. So thank you. That was great.
Now, that had to bring up some memories for you, right?
A lot of memories back in the old stadium, Riverfront Stadium, playing there and listening to that fight song. Yeah, it's. I tell people, too, you know, everybody's got this new, you know, they have their new stadium, and you know, the sound systems are unbelievable. Well, Paul Brown, we used to have this area in the end zone where we used to come out from our locker room, and they had like a little stage there, and they had like a little band that used to play. I mean, these old guys used to play that song and all kinds of music. So that was kind of our DJ. That was our sound system back in the day.
I love it. Now, Anthony joins us. I mean, he knows a thing or two about a great offensive line for the Built Ford Tough Offensive Line of the Week. And it recognizes the NFL's toughest O-lines who are in the trenches every game, making sure the work gets done, just like the new 2018 Ford F-150. And the winner this week, for the fourth time this season, are the Philadelphia Eagles, who just seem cannot do anything wrong. They crushed the Cowboys 37-9, shut them out in the second half. And when you look at that offensive line, Anthony, this team, it's no doubt why they look like to be a Super Bowl contender, because it all starts with giving Carson Wentz the time, right?
I tell you what, it is amazing. And you know, I appreciate you talking about, let me talk about the Built for Tough Offensive Line of the Week, but you know, you can actually go on Tuesday afternoon at NFL.com/Ford and find out who the winner is, you know, this O-line with the Built for Tough Offensive Line of the Week. So that's a great thing about it. You can find out before we start talking about it. But getting to the Eagles offensive line, as you mentioned, four-time winner in 11 weeks. And you have to consider they lose Jason Peters, their left tackle, to an ACL. And, you know, so many times you have to, you know, next guy up's got to be ready. He's got to come in and, you know, you have a talented left tackle like that, and he's the starter, and you got to come up. But Ty come in, and, you know, he's taken over. And this line has really played well together. And, you know, we'd like to think that the left tackle is very important, which with most teams it is. But you also look at the center, who's like that quarterback of that five-man unit. And Jason Kelce for the Eagles is a guy that they say, well, he's undersized. But, man, he might be undersized compared to a lot of centers in this league. But every week he's playing at the highest level. I mean, the guy continues to do a tremendous job. And all the other guys, too, you know, Johnson Brooks and Wisniewski. And, you know, so it's one of those things. And they got a young quarterback in Carson Wentz. And I'll tell you what, 9-1, that speaks volumes. And I always say you can have one of the best quarterbacks taking the snap. But if those five guys up front aren't doing the job, you know, that quarterback's going to struggle.
Well, you can always tell when the quarterback doesn't have a dirt stain, a grass stain, looks untouched, looks like it's a brand new clean uniform, that the offensive line came to work that week. What makes a good offensive lineman? And you were the best. You did it for 13 years. You're in the Hall of Fame. What makes it? How do you play that position? What is the skill part of it?
Well, I think there's several things. I think first it's the technical part of it. You have to really focus and work hard on the technique, the smart part of it, you know, the study and the game plan, knowing not only the guy that you're playing against, but also the defense, you know, and then just communication and working together. You know, so there's several things, and it has to be a unit, because you can take the five guys, and if one guy, you know, doesn't execute, it ruins the play. So you need all five guys working together, you know, to execute a play. And it's all about attitude. I mean, it's one of those things that you realize that as an offensive lineman, you're not going to get, you know, a lot of notoriety until they, you know, they call a penalty and they call your number. Then they'll, you know, then the people find out who you are. So it's about attitude, wanting to be the best as a group. So I think that's the big thing, is just saying, hey, we're going to be flying under the radar, but we know that this team's going to go or not go because of the guys up front on both sides of the football.
Talking to Pro Football Hall of Famer Anthony Munoz here on the Sports Bosses. Now, great career in the NFL, 13 years with the Bengals. Fabulous career in college, national championship team with USC, the pride of Ontario, California. When you see your Trojans now, it's still, after all this time, still beaming, still have the fight on symbol. Just talk about the success they've had and continuing the success that you had all these years ago.
Well, you know, it's amazing. I've been out of USC for so long, but still, I mean, I love the university. I love the place. I still, if I can, I watch every game on television. I try to get to, you know, to games back on the West Coast. It doesn't happen a whole lot, but I try. So it's one of those things where you just live and die with them, and I have since I've, you know, I left in 1980. It's always great, you know, to see your alma mater do well. We know there's downtimes, but, you know, they're very talented. You know, they've had their ups and downs this year, but they're doing well. I mean, to win the Pac-12 and people still, you know, kind of, you know, you watch a game and I get a little frustrated because maybe it's just the slant I take when I'm watching a game. But listening to the broadcasters, it's almost like, you know, I don't know what to say, but it's just different. But I think Clay Helton's done a tremendous job. You know, Sam Darnold coming in there. I mean, the expectations, I know he's turned the ball over quite a bit, but still, you know, you look at it after a game and, you know, the broadcaster is saying, well, he's not doing very well. And all of a sudden, you know, he's thrown for over 300 yards and they're winning the football game. And to me, I thought that's what it was all about, winning football games. But, you know, so very talented team. You know, I like when they bring in young men that are, you know, it's all about hard work and being the best, not only on the field, but off the field. And I think that's, you know, what Clay Helton brings to the program now. And so, yeah, I continue to watch. I'll watch the Pac-12 championship game coming up on December 1st. Of course, I watched last week the entire game playing against the Bruins. So, I still am a big fan. They know I'm still a big fan. You know, of course, a good friend of mine is the AD now, Lynn Swann, who I know extremely well.
Sure.
I continue to hope he does a great job there, but it's good to see them doing well again.
Now, we're up against it, Anthony, and the last thing I'll do is rush you off, but of all the things you've done in your life, you're a Hall of Fame football player, a great businessman, Man of the Year, Walter Payton Award winner, tons of contributions to the Hispanic community. The one thing nobody talks about is, you're an actor. You were in a movie that was nominated for an Academy Award. You were Gonzalez in The Right Stuff. You were an astronaut.
I tell you, man, you know, being in the movie with Ed Harris and you know, Scott Glenn and all those guys, that was a highlight. It was, what am I doing in this industry? But it was fun. It was playing Orderly Gonzalez with my white orderly suit, my red cowboy boots. It was a blast. I'm glad I did that. It was a great experience for me, but it was short-lived. It was a short-lived career.
I love it. Well, listen, man, thank you so much, and thanks to Ford for helping you be part of this. We appreciate it. Best of luck with everything, and hope we can have you on soon again, my friend.
It sounds good. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, man. You too. Anthony Munoz, the great offensive lineman, considered the greatest offensive lineman in NFL history.